What the hell are we doing?
Man, rocking out to this awesome speaker, dude.
Oh, good lord.
You know what this speaker is, man?
No.
Definitely mine.
Yeah, absolutely. I can totally believe that.
All right, here we go.
I believe you.
Yeah. Check this out, dude.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah!
Roar. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm gonna let you...
I broke it. This needs to introduce its amazing startup sound. I'm sorry.
Fine. I thought the music was more fun.
It probably was.
Terra Base on.
And so... And so,
you might want to talk about it a little bit, I thought!
Oh yeah, so this is a pretty cheap speaker, which is very small. What would you compare it to? Because...
Ooh, it's like... Maybe...
I suck at describing stuff, so...
Like, since we're probably describing this to like...
Blind people,
maybe 12... character braille display.
That's so geeky.
What else? Maybe it's like, let's see. I don't know how to describe
it. It's fake as like a Western Digital MyBook hard drive. I don't know why I thought of this description,
yeah,
but
it pretty much works.
It kind of is like that. So, but it's not as wide. Or not as long.
Yeah, I mean, we could just tell you how big it is. I mean, it has it on the Amazon thing, but that would probably take too long.
There isn't a text review I made on Apple Viz. It has the exact dimensions in both metric and American. Oh, sorry, it's imperial. I'm sorry.
And normal metric and American imperial
measurements.
Either way,
very good build quality. This most of the speaker is metal. This top, where the grills are, and also the sides. Top, the buttons are pretty much coated with rubber. And there's some plastic down below on the underside.
Actually doesn't feel too bad for the price.
Nope.
Actually doesn't sound too bad for the price. It's actually not too bad for the price.
Exactly. And how much does it cost again?
You looked recently. About 140 euros, which would be about...
150, 60 bucks?
160 bucks maybe. It's definitely not overpriced, as you will see in a minute. Now, for the proper test, you should probably get your best headphones, or if you don't have any good headphones, the one that offered the best bass response, because this beast can go quite low.
Yeah.
That's totally what she said.
I like my beats fast and my bass down low. I was trying to think of something appropriate.
Oh my god, I'm gonna go get that song for later.
Okay.
While I do this.
Okay, so I'm not really going to go over the buttons and stuff, so I'm going to really talk about the most interesting things. This thing has Bluetooth, obviously. You can pair with up to two devices at once, and they can both be connected at the same time. And while that's connected, you can also hook up auxiliary, and also USB audio, and these all can be playing at once, which is a horrible idea, but you can do it if you want to. You have an SD card thing, so if you have music on your SD card, now in my case, I have currently recordings, and this SD card that's in there used to be for my Zoom, so if I press play on it now, it will play. Hello, I'm now recording. Welcome to summer, except it's actually raining, and it doesn't really look like... It's a very boring recording, which was actually a failed attempt at this review. This one will probably get posted, because I'm trying this for the third or fourth time. Something always gets in the way. So, this SD card is also used to record. So, there is a button on it, you press it once, it starts recording.
Which sounds amazing, by the way, as you'll see in a minute. This is definitely studio quality recording. ...
Indeed. Now, we stop the recording. And we play it.
amazing, by the way, as you'll see in a minute. This is definitely studio quality recording. Dot, dot, dot.
Indeed. Now we stop the recording.
And it plays other...
And call.
And it plays other recordings on the speaker. So you can actually record phone calls with it and stuff because it has a mic and it can be used for phone calls. It also has one of the most useless features ever, which is secured with its own dedicated switch, and that is the siren, which can be activated even if the speaker is off. The more practical stuff that you can do, it has a 6,000 milliamp hour battery, and you have a full USB port in the back, so you can actually charge your phone or tablet or whatever with this thing, even if it's off. That also doubles the power bank, so if you go to a hotel, pretty useful. And the sound quality. It has a couple of sound enhancement modes and stuff, but I think we can talk about those when we actually start demoing the speaker itself, which we can get to now.
Alright, so I guess we should play a bunch of files, because we should play something that demonstrates how low this thing can go, and possibly also something that demonstrates the actual not very terrible stereo image of the speaker. Because it does have... if I read right, in total four speakers plus a sub. So they packed a lot of crap into this thing, but crap in this case being a good thing.
Indeed.
So I'm just gonna, since it came up, play not an email, but this thing here. And turn the volume up a bit. Hold on.
So this is how it sounds like with it off. Now I put it on the bed. Now I turn Terra Bass back on.
And of course we immediately hit a section that does not have a lot of bass. You know that boom boom.
The other enhancement you have is what they call the roar mode.
Which we still have to find an appropriate file for. Just a minute, what would work for this?
I'm going to turn TerraBase off for a moment so we have a dry, well, in quotes. Dry in quotes.
Here, maybe some piano music will do that justice.
Okay.
Here we go.
I agree. So this is basically no enhancements at all right now. Turn this up. It's right in front of me right now, so you should have the stereo image. And now we activate the roar mode.
Should have quite considerable and definitely noticeable enhancements to said stereo image.
Yep, and now we turn it back off.
It also gets quite a bit
quieter and narrower. Of course, you can have these two modes combined. So if I turn TerraBase back on.
TerraBase on.
And even with this song, you can tell that it's an improvement.
Definitely bassier. You can.
And now you can turn roar on with this as well still.
This lone piano note actually does vibrate the floor a little bit.
So, this is a very good conversational speaker. As you can see, I just put it down, and I'm now walking around. Probably we should walk around with the recorder in my hand, because I just almost made horrible things happen.
Put it on a nice resonant surface.
This is actually where I normally listen to it. It's my nightstand speaker at this point, if anyone's wondering. So I'm just walking around. As you can see, a pretty big room, but you can still hear it very well.
Let's play something with more bass. That is not that something with more. What the hell is going on? Alright, here we go. That is definitely the wrong sound device. Bless you.
Thank you.
Here we go. Let's just do this for a bit. That is definitely not the right one. This is terrible. Very professional, as you're probably used to.
From us.
Let's just skip to a more bassy part.
I'm standing about a meter away from the speaker now. Keep in mind how small this is.
Yeah, this thing is really small. It gets incredibly loud. And this isn't even full volume. My computer's only turned up half. See, the floor is vibrating, actually.
Yep.
Alright, let's just turn this down a bit.
Yeah, turn it down. I've heard complaints from people that have like the Bose SoundLink that those speakers really fail horribly when you have very loud EDM. I don't think the speaker actually has this problem. It's very, very balanced. Now, Creative on their website says they do some fancy stuff. When you actually decrease and increase the volume on the speaker itself, if you decrease the volume, it increases bass, and if you increase the volume, it boosts highs, I think, a little bit.
Yeah, it's like a compensation mode.
Yeah, exactly.
Obviously, I was gonna say something there, but I forgot.
Do we play one more track before?
Sure. Let's play something that normal people would probably listen to more. This, which should also probably show off stereo image a little bit. Here we go.
Standing about like a couple centimeters away.
That is your track.
Yep, I guess we're almost done. I guess we want to demo NFC.
Alright, so basically, this is what I'm doing. I have my S6 here. All I need to do is, of course, now this is probably not going to work because we're recording it, obviously, and demoing stuff always doesn't work. But we're just going to come in and rub the phone on the speaker a bit. Oh yeah, I should unlock my phone first, right? Here we go. Now this should work. Come on. There we go. Connecting. Did it work? Yep. And now it's connected. I just need to start playback.
Music volume 60%.
See, the speech is already coming through.
Nope. Doesn't think it. Dude. But I swear. Like.
Alright. So that was supposed to be music. And now if we just rub it on it once more, it's going to disconnect. There you go.
Or not. That was an error noise.
Come on. Maybe I did too fast. Come on. Come on. There we go.
Okay.
Now, this is very handy.
Of course, there is like a switch on it, which you have three privacy modes, I guess, for the Bluetooth playback. Mode 2, where two devices can be connected at once and whichever one is playing audio will keep playing it until the buffer is released by that device and then the other one can start. Mode 1, which is basically typical Bluetooth, so only one thing can be connected to it. And Mode 0, which is like a free-for-all, so the thing is always in pairing mode. If you have something like an iOS device where it doesn't have NFC and you want to put in pairing mode, just hold down the play pause button for a moment.
Pairing mode. Waiting for device to connect.
And it tells you that, and you can just, you know, do whatever.
It has, for advanced users, a mode where you can turn voice prompts off, and it's just gonna beep at you, which is also quite handy, and definitely makes it less intrusive, and makes it seem less
Yep.
Annoying.
Yep, and as you can see all before, you can play music from your SD card, so even have no devices with you. You could pretty much put like a 32 gig card in this and actually put some of your favorite music. It has a shuffle mode. You can skip by folder. So it's okay, I suppose. And that has also a sleep timer, so it can stop after a bit. So that's most of the stuff I want to talk about. I guess the only two things I find a little bit annoying. The first is that although on the back you do have controls to go to the next and previous track and stuff, those controls are only for the SD card player that I mentioned a second ago. So you cannot go to the next or previous track on a Bluetooth device, and many speakers have this feature. You cannot also start voice dialing, you can only play in pause. And the other thing is that if you're a blind person and you have something other than an iPhone, you will have a slightly fun time figuring the battery level, as the only indication of this on the speaker itself is a couple of lights, I think three or four of them. And there's not even a sound when the battery's getting low, so you might be listening to stuff and suddenly it's going to stop, which we had happen yesterday.
Exactly.
It lasts, by the way, about 8 hours in battery, if anyone's curious. Yeah.
So there you go. That's pretty much the main features of this thing, and pretty much all the features, but for a Bluetooth speaker that costs as much as this one does, especially with the sound quality that this thing provides, is definitely worth the price.
Yes. There is now a new version of this thing, the Soundblaster Roar 2, which is apparently smaller but sounds the same and also costs a little bit more, but I cannot tell you much about it because I don't have it, obviously.
Yeah, we just saw it on Amazon yesterday.
Yep.
So there you go.
But hey, if you're looking for a speaker and that sounds good and isn't a Jambox or a Soundlink, because those are a little bit expensive, and well, this one is worth a look, especially because I think it sounds very comparable, if not maybe even better. Yeah. Anyway, this has been your review of the Creative Sound Blaster Roar. I hope you enjoyed it. And stuff.